Here we go, the rubber match of this three-game set in College Park. It's your Maryland Terrapins against the visiting Illinois Fighting Illini for all the marbles this weekend in this three-game set at the Bob. And we welcome you to Terps Baseball here on the Maryland Baseball Network. Nathan Schwartz and Daniel Stein with you. Ron's deals the 2-1. Lifted to deep left field. Valencias trying to track it down. He leaps and that one's gone. Chris Hakopian wastes no time getting Maryland on the board. His 11th homer of the season makes it 1-0 Terps. 1-1 to Martin. Line drive into left center field, and that one's going to trickle all the way to the wall. Here comes Honar around third base. It's back-to-back doubles for the Dirty Terps, and they're up 2-0 thanks to Braden Martin. McManus, the 1-0 pitch, hits sharply to the right side, and that will put Illinois on the board. It's an RBI single for Quagliano, scoring Mormon, and it's 2-1 Terps. The 0-1, he shoots it to right. It's fielded by Harding, who throws the first, and that's a heck of a stop by Harding. It only limits the damage to one as Maryland regains that two-run advantage thanks to Eddie Hakopian's RBI ground out. Hall rocks, readies on the right side of the rubber. 1-2 pitch, he goes back to the slider, and Honar demolishes this one to right center. It's over the fence and gone. On a 1-2 slider, Honar takes advantage and makes it 4-1 Maryland. 2-0, Russell had the green light, softly lined to left field, and it's going to bloop in front of Valencias. Keister around third and scoring. And Devin Russell continues this hot weekend with an RBI single, making it 5-1. Lavin working out of the stretch, the first pitch to Hakopian. Shallow tough to play. Right field, tough play. It's going to fall in no man's land. Iannazzo scores, Russell will score. Eddie Hakopian with a two-run single, making it 7-1.
This is just like bloop ball here with the home runs as well. I mean, everything is going the Terps' way. Eddie Hakopian always swinging at that first pitch. Right off the bat, I thought there was no way it was going to take an Andrelton Simmons play to make that catch, and ultimately it falls between the right fielder and the second baseman, and that's two more RBIs for Eddie Hakopian, and the Terps have now put a touchdown on the board in under four innings. Here's a 2-2 count. McManus deals, and Valencias hits that one high into center field. Back goes Elijah Lambros near the wall, and that one is over his head for a home run. Vitas Valencias has gone deep, and the Illini have begun to dig into this Terps lead as the score is now 7-2 as Valencias hit that one right out to his former teammate Elijah Lambros, and that one's got to be pretty sweet, isn't it, Nate?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about it on the flip side when Lambros was at the plate, how funny it would be if he hit one over the head of Valencias, but Valencias hits one over the head of Elijah Lambros right there and is able to get Illinois some momentum back after giving up those four runs in the bottom half of the third.
As the first pitch to Milton is hit out to center field, Lambros going back, and that one is over his head for a home run. So again, the leadoff man gets Joey McManus as Connor Milton sends one over the center field wall. It is now just a four-run game as Illinois continues to eat into Maryland's lead, 7-3. 0-1 for McManus. Valencias drives that one into left field. Martin going back. He's near the wall. He makes the catch at the warning track. Coming around to score is Haza. So Illinois gets a run. Boy, that was close to being a tie game. But for now, it stays a Maryland lead 7-4.
Plumlee gets ready to go. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it's a high chopper to the third baseman, Quagliano. The only play is at first, and Kevin Keister gets the job done. It's an RBI ground out on the 5-3, making it 8-4 Terps. Evan Smith on the mound for Maryland. His 2-2 delivery is lined to right center. It's going to split the gap and bring home at least two. Milton scores. Haza scores. Here comes Janik. The throw to the plate is not in time, and it's a bases-clearing double for Vitas Valencias to bring Illinois within one run. Glassy looking back at Lambros, who leads at second base. The 2-0 pitch to Honar. is golfed and sent deep to center field. Milton going back. He looks. It's gone. For the second time in this game, Sam Honar goes yard. This time it's a three-run shot, and Maryland adds those much-needed insurance runs to make it 11-7.
Well, I know this line is overused, but you talk about a revival to this Maryland offense today.
Barrier comes to a set. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's grounded softly to Kevin Keister at short. He will throw on the run to first, and that will clinch the series for Maryland. For the first time in over a month, your Terps have won a Big Ten series, and it could not have come at a better time. The Terps score 11 runs on Sunday afternoon and win by a final score of 11-7 over the conference leading Illinois Fighting Illini.